Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Andrew Sherman is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust mayor, more than 16 years, author of Harvesting Intangible Assets, Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel, still one of my favorite books, Essays on Governance, another one. Andrew, and the new one coming up on the workforce, which I can't wait to talk about, because I've actually reported on what you, the a little bit of the essence of your book, even as we speak today, I did this.
Yeah, Jim, I don't want to get into it too soon, but I'm real worried about it, and it does relate to today's topic in that, you know, you've got, probably as we speak, hundreds of entrepreneurs presenting their business plan to conferences, to investors in private meetings, and all of those investors are relying on that entrepreneur or small business's ability to lead mm-hmm. and to get people to put in the extra effort. I mean,
that's right.
You want to tie all the books together, the capital markets rely on innovation to function. Innovation relies on engaged workers, and, you know, we can't have good functioning capital markets unless we have innovation, and we can't have innovation unless we have engagement.
And folks, if you remember, we talked about this in the previous hour. Some of you were listening. I brought up that exact point, Andrew. The point was made in the earlier hour of today, Andrew, that by 2020, contract workers would exceed W-2 workers in America. And I said, you know, I don't see that as a long-term play for serious businesses to have that many contract workers. I see that actually turning around and going the other way in corporate America, because from a commitment standpoint, from a confidentiality standpoint, the brain trust aspect of it, like you just talked about the innovation, it's almost a natural law that won't work long term, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know you can thank the NLRB because
yeah.
You know, their most recent rulings and their impact on franchising potentially and everybody. I mean, look, they're making it impossible to hire people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't hire people, then you can't engage people, because you're not going to engage an independent contractor the way that you're going to engage a full-time employee.
And this, Andrew, is what I'm talking, what you just described is an example of what I mean when I talk about anti-business policies coming out of Washington. And these are the same people who complain about the decline of the middle class, and yet they're assaulting the middle class.
Yeah, you're 100% right. It's definitely another show for another time, but it does tie back to the capital markets, because you know we've been rewarding companies for the last 30 years that are innovative.
Yep.
We've been rewarding them with, in some cases, pretty exuberant market caps. But, you know, they're changing the way we work. They're changing
right.
the way we live. They're
mm-hmm.
changing the way we interact with each other.
Well, let me give you an example. I know a company right now that has an incredible model. They're making money. They're printing money. They're making so much profit. It's unbelievable. But they're doing it 100% with contract labor. And they talked to me recently about valuing their company. And I said, well, this is what I think the value of your company is if you had employees and some kind of commitment from an organization. But I said, since you have contracts, I've got to discount this by 50%, because I said a competitor could come in 48 hours have all your people.
Yeah. And so how are the capital markets supposed to react to that? How are you as an angel investor supposed to assess the viability of a business plan if the entrepreneur or small business owner is fumbling when it comes to how you're going to motivate, recruit, and retain
yep.
your people?
Yep.
Because
yep.
last time I checked, it's pretty hard to build a successful company without it.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, and when you throw that into the fact, Andrew, changing the angle just a little bit, the fact that more and more of our assets are digital, more and more of our assets are intellectual property and not hard assets, it's harder and harder to get certain kinds of capital for those assets. For example, a bank loan. How do you file a UCC on a website? Right?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
And so you've got a combination of the workforce evolution. You got an evolution of the type of assets that we're leveraging, and how do you capitalize those?
And remember, tying these concepts together, in what are the intangible assets of a business? Well, the intangible assets include things like culture, leadership, decision making.
Right.
You know,
the brand.
Intangible is to how loyal people are, how safe they feel at their jobs, how respected they feel at their jobs. And these are all components of engagement, obviously.
If I were going to buy your business, Andrew, I would be asking you, what's the average tenure of your employees?
Absolutely.
That'd be one of the things. And if the average tenure was 12 or 18 or 30, even 36 months, I'd be worried.
That's right. And the flip side of that, how many of your employees are suing you? How many of your employees have had difficulties in termination or,
right.
or how many, all those variables would affect the valuation of the company. And that's why I know you know this, but I gave that speech a couple years ago, and this ties back to our theme for today around M&A, that EBITDA as a measurement of value is either dead or dying.
Right. Yeah. That's an interesting. That's a strong statement there, folks. Earning before interest, taxes, and amortization. EBITDA, that's what he's talking about. That's almost the bottom line we're talking about here, folks, if you didn't know
we'll
that.
We'll have an interesting segment after the break.
We'll have to. I need to get you to explain yourself, Lucy, after these messages.
No
right
problem.
Back with Andrew Sherman. He's with Jones Day, jonesday.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.